From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Investor day for Z Energy.
Yeah, so, Mike, so it's our job, Mike, isn't it, to give a balanced view of the world. So after discussing Tesla yesterday, let's pivot back to the world of fossil fuels, or in the case of Z Energy, the delivery of fossil fuels or liquid fuels. They held an investor day yesterday. So Z Energy is listed on the NZX and the ASX, the Australian market fuel distributor. Most people will be aware of the branded service stations out there. It's been listed since 2013. Original major shareholders, I think there was Infratil and the Superfund in there. They're not there anymore. Shares were issued originally at $3.50. Has an investment in the New Zealand refining company as well up at Marsden Point. The share price got as high as $8.65. which is pretty good, but since early 2020, it's been bouncing around under $3. So what happened at the investor day? Well, clearly the thing is here, Mike, for Z Energy, sort of the landscape, the demand landscape, the world in which they operate, you know, could change significantly if the composition of the vehicle fleet changes significantly. So we're talking about non-internal combustion engine cars. So what happens, Mike, if we all go electric? Lots of questions over what that vehicle fleet in New Zealand looks like. Does it change? You know, what does it change to? How fast does that change occur? And we've seen a view on that from the Climate Change Commission. So they're quite, you know, they're predicting quite a quick changeover. Z Energy believes that change will occur, but critically, it won't be as quick as the Climate Change Commission suggests. So, and they also said what happens though will be highly contingent on government policy. Now, we had someone at the Investor Day yesterday. Here's a few key takeouts. Exiting refining, this is the change up at Marsden Point from being a refinery to import terminal. They see that as a positive for them. It will free up working capital. There was a heavy focus yesterday on moving to a sort of a low carbon future. But that's not just electric, because you can talk about biofuels as well, so liquid fuels, so not just not necessarily petrol and diesel. They do see a pathway for hydrogen. We don't talk about that a lot terms of the car fleet, which we should, yeah. Their view of fuel demand decline over the next decade is more gradual than the Climate Commission has forecast. They are looking at growing their non-fuel income. Key for shareholders, Mike, Z Energy pays a very healthy dividend, and the company is very confident they'll be able to continue doing that. And if you've got time, people out there do have time and are interested, it's worth having a look at a document that they released yesterday called The Future of Fuel Demand. So the EV uptake much slower than the Climate Commission thinks. And also they have lower expectations for what they call personal transport mode shift. That's people moving from their car to public transport and bikes.
Some of us have been saying that for a number of years. I'm big on hydrogen, by the way. We should spend some time talking about it. I've just looked at the Fed. They're still buying, and the rate's unchanged.
Yeah. So we're sitting here this morning waiting for the US Federal Reserve to release their latest announcement on US monetary policy. It came out at 6. Coming into this, what did we think? We thought there'd be no change to Fed funds rate. That's what's happened. But we're looking specifically at things like changes to the asset purchase program, specifically whether they were going to stop buying mortgage-backed securities. What happens to the language? Well, what they've come out with is that they've tweaked their statements a little bit. So they've taken some words out. They talked about substantial progress towards maximum employment and price stability goals. They've taken out the word substantial. No change to the asset purchase programs at the moment. No real mention of the COVID Delta variant. So, look, it's possibly slightly more hawkish, but I think they've probably done a good job in just keeping on this tightrope in terms of sort of suggesting that things will have to change, but, you know, not scaring the market into another taper tantrum. So, in terms of markets relatively unchanged.
Give me the numbers.
Right, so the Dow Jones is at 34962, so it's down 96, slightly better than it was before the statement. S&P 500, 4397, it's down 4 points. It was down a little bit more prior to the statement. The NASDAQ, 14,750, it's actually up 90 points, so up 0.61%, so the tech market has bounced back. FTSE 100, 7016, up 20. The Nikkei, 27,582, down 1.4% yesterday. Shanghai Composite, down 20,3361. The ASX 200, 7379, down 52. And the NZX 50 creeped into positive territory yesterday, up 5 points, closing at 12,595. Now, on the currencies, Kiwi dollar has weakened post the Fed Reserve statement. So against the US down at 0.6913, 0.9430 Aussie, 0.5864 euro. It's dipped under the 50p mark against the pound at 0.4985, 76.18 yen. Gold, $1,797, and Brent crude, $74.68.
Yeah, good one, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.